When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's more than just your output, more than a bike. When you hear your shout out, you know it's all right. Put on your magic pants and let's go. We're cruising into the power zone. Clip in, set yourself free. Come on and take a ride with me. You know what you need to know and what's it all about. Everything you need, it's on the Clip Out.
Welcome to the Clip Out Podcast, episode 350. This is Crystal O'Keefe.
And this is Tom O'Keefe. Just getting our clock running.
I am impressed. Episode 350.
Oh, that's kind of a milestone.
It is.
We call that, Unreal Spoilers,
A mild stone.
Because it's not like 400 or 300. It's in between.
Yeah.
But it's got a round figure to it.
Yeah, it does.
As do I.
You can't say that anymore.
I'm a milestone.
Like, you have to stop saying that because you've lost so much weight, Tom.
But I'm just a smaller round figure.
No, that's not true. You're not round.
No, I've always have round features. Look at my head.
It's an oval, honey.
Are ovals round?
No. What? Circles are round.
Ovals are round.
They have curves. I mean, you're not a square. No.
Well, no.
But you're also not a, like,
I got a head like
you're
Charlie
not
Brown.
A basketball. No, you don't. I'm telling you. I'm sorry, but your visual has changed over time.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure this is what people tune
in
for.
Absolutely.
Hi, people.
Yes. So I guess before we dig in, let's do the bingo thing that I always forget.
You do always forget it. Okay. So for our very first bingo call out this week, we're going to be calling out Adrian Williams. So make sure that you take a class with Adrian, mark it off. I'm really curious to hear back from people. Like, we have a lot of people that are still following along this many weeks in. We're like 6 or 7, 8 weeks in.
Or if we stopped doing this, would nobody notice?
I know, right? and
maybe they're doing their own version of it, right?
It could be.
Like, they have the card, and when they do.
But when we have the cards turned in, people are going to be eligible for a prize.
Oh.
And so you're going to be put into a drawing. So I'm really excited about that because I think it'll be fun.
We will put all the entries into a hat.
Yes.
And then for no reason, we will spin a wheel.
Yes.
And that will give us our winner.
Yeah, because it'll probably be a virtual hat. So that's probably the reason.
Ah, is that why?
Yeah.
Okay. So we should also remind people about the next book club.
Yes, March 12th at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We are going to be discussing Mel Robbins' book, The 5-Second Rule. Okay, listen.
I'm listening. You don't have to say it twice.
I am having a lot of thoughts about this book. It's been kind of a roller coaster. No, I kept reading, Tom.
Okay.
Because I was not, like, my first week on this book.
You were like,
I felt like I kind of did all this stuff very naturally. But there was something in it this week that was like a turning point for me. She talked about.
Okay.
This is a little preview.
Yeah.
She talked about that, like, when you're doing hard things that feel like a hassle.
Yeah.
That a different way to view it is, like, we do all these amazing things that we just tend to, like, we just put them aside. And she was talking about, like, can you imagine that there's this guy climbing Everest and he's like at base camp about to go up the next day. And he's like, oh, this is such a hassle. This is causing me so much stress. And now I've started thinking of the things that I do every day as, like, not my Everest necessarily,
right.
But, like, it's for a bigger purpose.
Yeah.
It, like, really stuck with me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I know at first you were kind of arguing in your head.
I really was. So I had to, you know, that's what you have. And now we can talk about this, right?
Yes.
So during the March 12th book club, we'll get into it.
So if you have thoughts on the book, come join us. Now, I'm still reading my book and I'm excited to announce that according to Kindle, I just cracked the 40-hour mark, so I have like 39 hours and 52 minutes left in the book.
I mean, it's going to be next.
I'm reading.
It's going to be next year.
Yeah.
Before you get to this.
Unfortunately, the book I'm reading is The Cat in the Hat.
So
that's not good. So what, pray tell, do you have in store for people this week?
Well, we have some new changes that are coming to Peloton. We also have just news in general to share that Peloton, they've got updates on the tread. They're partnering with somebody new. We've got lawsuit updates. We've got a visit from Angelo at MetPro. We're going to talk some more tips about how to accomplish your goals for the new year. And we have a bunch of instructor updates. And we also have an artist series to discuss. And we have past guest updates and then all kinds of content to discuss.
Awesome. Well, before we get to all that shameless plugs, don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, TuneIn, wherever you find a podcast, you can find us. While you are there, be sure and follow us so you never miss an episode. Maybe leave us a review. You can also find us on the Facebook at facebook.com/theclipout. While you're there, like the page, join the group. It's a great way to stay up to date with things throughout the week or just chime in a maybe more friendly Facebook group environment.
Yes.
Than other places.
Places indeed.
And you can also find us on Patreon at patreon.com/theclipout, where for $5 a month, here's what you get. You get ad-free episodes. If we get them early, you get them early. So you can like know what's going to happen and place bets with your friends. It pays for the $5 just winning one or two of those bets. And then you also get bonus content. There's all sorts of things that we just don't have time to get to every week. So we record a separate episode that's typically 20 to 30 minutes long of just all sorts of extra content or windows into what we've been up to. We will tell you about our next big trip that fell into our laps. Oh,
this is a crazy one.
And why we will suddenly be out of town this weekend thanks to a major motion picture.
I'm still scratching my head over how this happened.
So we will tell you that story over on The Clipped Out if you are so inclined to hear that sort of stuff. So it's a nice way to support the show, right? These things cost money. This mic ain't cheap and stuff like that. So, or if you just want to listen and put up with ads, that is also a wonderful way to support the show.
It is.
And we appreciate you as well. Finally, you can watch these things on YouTube at youtube.com/theclipout. And I know I said finally, but I'm a big liar. Finally, you can sign up for our newsletter at theclipout.com where we will send you the links and the articles and stuff that we talk about in the episode. So there's all that. I feel like I'm doing an ad for Micro Machines. Let's dig in, shall we?
We shall.
Peloton in the news.
For those of you watching the YouTube, you might have wondered why I look like I'm dressed like a polar bear. That is because yesterday it was a high of 86 in St. Louis. And today I woke up and it was 24.
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to St. Louis.
That's what happens here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Peloton this week has announced the warm up. Now, first off, I got to say that name sounds a little familiar.
Oh, really? Why do you say that, Tom?
Sounds a little bit like us.
Uh-huh. Well, that's okay. You know, the interesting part...
We've had worse people steal from us.
Yeah, we have. There's some real shitty ones out there. They don't even try to hide it. So the interesting thing about this is that it's going to be taking place at all of the Peloton stores. So we don't have one in St. Louis,
right?
So we won't be going to it. But it's kind of like to kick off getting your new equipment. You get to meet the community. So it's like a in-store event. You're going to meet the community. You're going to find out about your equipment, things you may not have known, and basically kind of like just a little party. What we don't know right now is, will there be instructors there?
Right.
I kind of think there might be.
And I don't know, like, would people really go to it if there's not an instructor there? Like, not to be shitty, but like, if it's just like, hey, the store's doing a thing.
Well, it is nice to be able to actually like meet the community, especially if you're new to it. I mean, I don't feel like our community here in St. Louis is like especially like super involved.
Yeah.
You know? And so if I had a group of people that were super involved that like met on a regular basis or whatever, I would be totally down for that. But I feel like in different cities, there's just like different instructors, there's different vibes, right? And so if you have the people in your town that like bring that vibe, that's cool.
But I will also say, conversely, if you have a group of people who are already meeting up, then they probably don't need this because they're already meeting up.
No, that's that is true too. But again, this is once a month at different stores. I'm not telling you this is going to be at the same store for sure every month. Like, I want to be clear
maybe
about that.
Maybe it's a way to jumpstart that community vibe.
Exactly.
So here's my concern with it.
Okay.
Concerns in air quotes, but it's just that, like, if they're doing it at stores and they're closing down stores, there's fewer stores than ever. Like, there's a finite number of places. I get that that's an easy place to do one, but I also think there are lots of significant markets that don't have stores now that would never get something like that. So I hope that they figure out other ways and places to do this. I get at the beginning, do a store. That's easy. It's built in. You don't have to ask anybody's permission because it's yourself. But like long term, if these continue, I hope they figure out ways to do it in places where they don't have stores.
I mean, I agree with that. I do. I hope that's true. But I who knows? Who knows? Who knows what they'll decide to do?
Who knows? Indeed.
Maybe this is just like, you know, they did the home rider invasion. Oh, I'm sorry. Homecoming. What do we call it now? Peloton on tour.
There we go.
Maybe this is the new iteration of that, for all I know.
Yeah. Or maybe just like little tiny ones in between big ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that could be too.
So there have been some issues lately with people's ability to share their workouts on Facebook.
Yes. And so let's say you go in, you take your ride on your bike, and then you click on the thing that says share to Facebook. You can't. That's what that means.
Just makes a sad trombone noise.
It does. No, it
just makes a little fart noise.
It just does nothing. It's just like error. We got nothing. So they don't have any updates and they're looking into it, and they'll update the status page when a fix is deployed. But this one is been out there for a while. So there you go.
Yeah, that's seems like something people love to share their workouts.
I will say not as much as they used to.
That's fair.
But yes, absolutely. I think it's become more of a sharing on Instagram stories is where I see it now more than ever. But
that makes sense because it goes away. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not in your feed forever. Like, I don't need Facebook to remind me, hey, remember 5 years ago?
Exactly.
You did a ride with Tunde.
And I get those all the time. And I'm like, oh, I can't believe I posted all of those. Like, now I'm like, oh.
You're like, oh, I used to be that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely was.
See, I was ahead of the curve. I've never posted a workout anywhere at any time.
I've posted them for you. Like, whenever you reach
whenever
milestones.
I do something significant.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to celebrate whether you do or not. Celebrating for you.
You'll get memories.
Forced celebration.
Remember 5 years ago when Tom lifted 3 million pounds?
Exactly.
So we have someone exiting Peloton.
We do. Ben Boyd. This one hurts my heart a little bit.
Yeah, so Ben Boyd is probably not a name that the average Peloton user is familiar with, but it's a name we are very familiar with.
Yeah, so we always talk about like Peloton said this and Peloton said that. Well, it's Ben Boyd.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, and so who knows? We may never get another conversation from Peloton again.
This picture makes him look like we're like my brother.
Oh, see, I think it makes it look like because of the way it's like blocked off, it's money paywall.
Yeah.
It makes it look like he's going into heaven. He's being lifted up.
I know. When you first sent it to me, I thought it was like one of those obituary
Ben
posts.
Boyd's exit.
Like, oh, no.
No, he's just exiting Peloton.
Yes.
It's just the way it looks.
I know.
But yeah, I that makes me chuckle. But no, Ben has been a very huge proponent of the show, and he has made a lot of changes and conversations within Peloton and like brought Peloton and the clip out together, and we appreciate him, and we hope that we are able to continue that relationship with Peloton into the future. And we also hope that wherever Ben lands, wherever he's headed,
yes,
that it's amazing and he's super happy
and it's not hidden behind a paywall.
Yeah, so we can find out.
Yes.
Let us know, Ben. Where are you going?
He's like, I'm done dealing with you people.
I know.
He's like, you're the reason I quit.
New phone, who dis?
Yeah. Peloton has covertly released
so covertly
their 2024 closure dates.
Oh, they did. Oh, helper B Nikki toiled on this, and she found all of the dates. They are listed within the studio websites, but I want to just caution y'all. There are some things on here that look mighty suspect to me, like Memorial Day weekend, for example, only having one day for closure.
That don't sound right.
It doesn't sound right to me either.
Based on past years.
Yeah. And I'm not saying it's even wrong. I just caution people, like, don't plan vacations around this unless Peloton specifically tells you for reals they're open.
Right.
Just keeping that in mind.
Absolutely.
But at least we have the major stuff covered.
So although, honestly, the major stuff you kind of can suss out on your own.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're closed on Christmas? Gasp.
I know. Well, every year somebody gasps, I assure you.
What? Closed New Year's Day?
Well, because
they
close,
I got pearls for Christmas because I need something to clutch.
They close for the whole week. People get upset.
I know.
Every year.
It's a Christmas tradition.
That's true.
We have new shipping updates for Tread Plus.
We do. Okay. So now it's a rolling window. So if you ordered on X date, you get it on Y date.
Okay.
And now I like that they did that.
On L date.
You get that on R date.
Okay. If I ordered on R date?
Then you get it on L date.
Okay.
Come on, Tom. But the thing is that now we are looking like everyone who ordered by the end of December is going to have it by the end of March. After that, you're looking at dates into May at this point.
Gotcha.
But obviously, the further out, like the more recent that you have ordered, the later that's going to take. I'm just glad they're communicating
for sure
what the dates are.
Manage expectations.
Yes.
Big believer in that.
Me too.
Peloton has partnered with Generali Berlin.
Half marathon. Yeah.
Scroll.
Marathon. Well, I mean, it says it right there, right above Berlin.
Oh, like, well, the headline just says half.
Because it's the Berlin half.
I know. You runners and your lingo.
I just felt like that was pretty obvious.
I was like, half what?
Here's the thing. Originally, Helper B. Chris did have the word marathon there, but it made the font so tiny.
Yeah.
And we had to like stack it and then it ruined the entire
The vibe.
And yes.
Where is this?
Berlin.
Berlin. Right there in the thing. I was looking at the architecture.
Because it's Berlin.
No, that makes sense. Now that you say it back to me.
Third time.
If it makes you feel any better when you're like, you don't listen to me. I don't listen to me.
That's true.
I literally just said it. I don't listen.
That is true.
Yeah.
Very consistent with your not listening.
The architecture, it looks like Greek or Roman.
It does.
It does not look Berlin-y.
We did have this discussion last year whenever they were doing the Peloton on tour. And we talked about the fact that they were going to Berlin. And we talked about there's like no architecture that just says Berlin. Like you say Chicago, they show the bean.
Right.
You know,
St. Louis, you get the arch.
Right.
New York City, you get like a million different things.
This is what you get for Berlin.
Right.
It is famous in the architecture. It's just not as recognizable to people who don't live there.
For sure.
But they are partnering. I am hopeful that we will get to see the same kind of partnership that we saw with the New York Roadrunners, where they do the footage and you get to like virtually take the course with people. Mm-hmm. Like that would be awesome. Yeah. So I hope that we get to see that as part of this partnership.
Peloton in court.
So Peloton has agreed to shell out $1.6 million to end 3 wage case lawsuits. So are these the store employees?
It's kind of difficult to say because it just says that it's wage and hour violations and it says that it was overtime. But I thought we had already talked about this being settled.
I thought we had too, but as we all know, I don't listen.
Right. Well, it acts like it's maybe they had said we're doing this, like it's settled, we're going to do it, but now like, we're getting a dollar figure.
Or like a court approval to finalize it.
That could be.
Yeah.
But there's your...
Before the paywall kills it under California's private...
Yeah.
And so maybe the other thing was not California specific.
That also could be.
And that these might not be... They have to settle these cases like state by state.
That is very possible. Yeah. I learned recently that every state has very different employment laws.
Yes.
Through a whole separate conversation. Yeah.
When you get to like Missouri, we don't have any.
They're just like, whatever.
They're just like, fire them. We don't care.
We have no.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want to them.
So But yeah, $1.6 million to Peloton. That's like a rounding error. It'll be fine. So,
keep telling you, it adds up.
It does add up. Yeah.
Like you added on to this $14 million deal right
suddenly
here.
Suddenly you're talking real money.
Yeah.
So, Peloton investors receive early nod on a $14 million deal. So these are the investors who were suing because they said Peloton had concealed the Tread Plus controversy.
And didn't we talk about this last week?
I think that it was like in the works, and now it looks like the court
has given said, the approval.
Like they needed the court to be like, yes, we agree with this settlement. Because like those settlements always have to be court approved. So in case one side's really getting a raw deal, the court can step in and say,
okay,
so
both
much.
Lawyers are like, here's what we would like to do.
Yeah.
And then Peloton and the investors, they yeah. agree. And then the court looks comes at back it and they're
and
like,
says, get out of here, you crazy kids.
Or in this case, they go, that's probably okay.
Yeah.
We think we can do that.
Exactly.
All right.
And then they say, get out of here, you crazy kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're just knocking them out of the park. What's next?
Yes. And coming up after this, we're going to talk to Angelo. He has more tips for how to accomplish your New Year's goals. I know it's March, but there's still time. So stick around.
I first started AG1 because I wanted to have more energy every day. And I was surprised that not only did I get that, but I also could focus better.
And you have a marathon to train for.
I do. Give me all the things. I replace my vitamins. I have prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, B vitamins, folate, magnesium. It's all in there. One scoop.
That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support.
Yes. And I like to recommend it to people because it's also NSF certified for sport, and I will not take a supplement that is not. If there's one product that I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long.
If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1.
Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/clipout.
That's drinkag1.com/clipout.
Check it out.
Clip out.
Joining us once again via the magic of ZoomTube, it's Angelo from MetPro here to answer all of your fitness and nutrition questions, although this week's has been predetermined.
It has, yeah.
This was a predetermined.
Yes.
Continued.
Yes, I was like, and the end of the dot, dot, dot. Yeah. So if you didn't listen last week, you should. And Angelo was talking about his top tips to get started on your fitness goals. So he started with top three last week, and now we have some more this week. Over to you.
We have four more to go. Be a specialist, not a generalist. And this I talk about in the goal setting section, but this is really important. People will call me all the time and, you know, they tell me, Angelo, here's my goals. You probably heard me say this before. I want to run a sub minute mile. I want to bench 300 pounds and I want to lose 50 pounds. You know, can I do all of those things? And my answer is yes, you can, but which one first? Yep, that's it. You have to be a specialist, not a generalist. And so what that really speaks to is sit down and justify the hours that you are investing in yourself. So if you're looking back at your week and you're saying, I spent 3 hours, 4 hours of my health routine and program, was every hour directly contributing to your goal? And if you're not sure, ask someone, show your neighbor, hey, here's what I did this week. And if they have no clue what your goal is, your program might have an identity crisis. You should be able to justify. And as we spoke about on the previous episode, that's absolutely going to include some time put into food and food prep. The next tip that we focus on with our clients really early is the concept of exercising early in the day. And if you can't, anchor. And this is a well-researched phenomenon. Every hour you go past waking up into the day, you are statistically X percent less likely to follow through with your exercise. That's a no-brainer. We get it. Every hour further into your day is an opportunity for something to sideline you in life. Now, that doesn't mean that people work out at night can never be consistent. They absolutely can. But statistics show, particularly if you are not in the habit of exercising and you are trying to establish a habit, exercise early. And if you're thinking, I can't because of reasons, anchor. Your next best bet, we have found at MetPro with our clients, we have them anchor to something that doesn't move in their schedule, they are much more likely. So my client says to me, Angelo, I'm going to exercise tomorrow afternoon at some point. That means there's a 30% chance they're going to exercise. That's code. I mean, that's coach speak, right? This is, we know what that means. Now, if they say to me, Angelo, after I drop off Johnny at school at 2:30, I'm going to exercise. Now that is elevated to a 75%, 80% chance that they're going to actually follow through. So really, it's a matter of being specific and anchoring it to something that doesn't move in your schedule. You're much more likely to follow through. And this isn't an actual tip, one on my list, but it's related to this. Don't bite off more than you can chew. It's more important than when you start an exercise routine. Consistency first. Once the consistency is there, then you can start making the workouts more grueling, do whatever you like. Then you can start investing more time in your workouts, do whatever you like. But the first thing you want to establish is frequency, as close to daily as possible, even if it's just 10 minutes. So work out early, anchor. Similar to that, but on the eating side, second to the last tip is eat first, eat twice. What does that mean?
Go back for seconds. That's what I heard.
Go back for seconds. Yeah.
Angelo said I should have go back for seconds.
So a common conversation among clients and coaches is, hey, coach, since I had this pizza party scheduled for the kids tonight and I knew I'd be indulging, okay, even if that was a known date, we put it on the calendar, this is going to be a cheat day, okay. Here's what the client will sometimes do. I skipped my lunch and snacks because I knew I was going to eat pizza. Don't do that. Just don't do that. So there is research that says food substitutions, in other words, food swapping, healthy low-calorie foods for less healthy, high-calorie, calorically dense foods, has a larger impact on total consumption and calories consumed than simple portion control. That principle applies here. In other words, what we think is by not eating at lunch and afternoon that, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to eat less, you know, or I'm going to have more later. So I'm offsetting it. You're not offsetting it because a tiny bit more of pizza is going to be a greater calorie load than a lot less of the salad and chicken breast. Eat the salad and chicken breast, eat your healthy snack, and even eat a light, clean dinner before you go. What will happen is you'll still have an appetite to enjoy whatever your indulgence is, and you should enjoy it, but you shouldn't show up to that starving. That's where problems come. So I'd rather you eat first, eat twice even, but eat clean. And then when you have an indulgence, it'll be more modest.
Yeah. I always say that people are, they're going to be so much happier when they get there, when they're not starving. You never make good choices when you're starving. It's just not going to.
I never do.
No, I never do either.
Tom never does.
Never. Even when he isn't starving.
Yeah, I don't tend to make good choices much of the time, regardless.
Last tip. This rounds the list out at number 7 between last week and this week. Meal prep before working out. And we talked about this in the first goal setting session, is meal prep before working out is so critical to establish that habit. In fact, so much so that usually the first just few days of working with a MetPro coach, one of the fundamental things they're going to work on, they're going to say, should I exercise? They're going to say, no, not until we have your meal prep and food strategy dialed in. All hands on deck for that. Once that's dialed in, it'll actually create more room in your schedule for the exercise and the consistency. And oh, by the way, you're going to want to exercise more. And now people are thinking, no, eating clean doesn't make me want to exercise more. But it does, because as soon as you dial in the food, you're going to see some fast results. You're going to start seeing progress. And those results are going to motivate you to want to get more consistent with the exercise also. And so meal prep even before working out. And that rounds out our top seven list. We're always updating it. We're always swapping top tips in, but those are seven that we really feel make a big difference.
Yeah. Those are great.
Absolutely. I listened to them like I did a lot of those. Even if I didn't realize I was doing it,
yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
So if people would like those sorts of tips customed for their fitness journey, where can they find you?
MetPro.co/TCO.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Instructors in the news.
Camila Ramone is featured on thecut.com, but you wouldn't know it by looking at my screen because I got a big old paywall.
Yes. Yes, you do. But she was talking all about how she had to fall in love with exercise all over again. So body positivity was a big part of the discussion, mm-hmm. and why that was important to her to be able to get back into exercise. You know, you can't feel good about wearing super revealing clothes if you don't feel good about your body.
For sure.
So I think all of those things go together, and that's what she talked about.
Well, that's good. And I told you, I couldn't tell you the last time I wore a halter top.
It's been a while.
It's been a bit.
Yeah.
So Peloton instructors are on just a marathon tear.
They are. But it's marathon season, so that makes sense.
Yeah, but we've had marathon seasons before. I feel like there's more than ever running marathons.
It's true, but also keep in mind that's because it's global now.
Yeah. So
yes, they are.
Jeffrey McEachern is running the Boston Marathon.
He is. Now, he's also running the London Marathon, but I don't think we had previously heard he was also running the Boston Marathon, and that's gotcha. Coming up in April. So we will keep you updated on his journey.
Speaking of marathons.
Yes, Bex is headed to Tokyo. She should be either there or in flight right now as we speak. And she is doing her sixth world major. So that means there's six of them. She is finalizing her journey to get a world major, all six. That means she's going to get the special medal where they Ooh. Take all the little six medals and they right. put them together.
Like Voltron.
Exactly. It's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
Very exciting.
Who doesn't love Voltron?
I'm very happy for her.
Absolutely.
And she's very excited about this. And this took place, this picture that we have up on the screen is her second world major back in, I think it was in Berlin. So that's really cool. She started in London. Yeah, she grew up there.
That
so
makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Leanne Hainsby had a post talking about the struggles of running.
Yeah, she was talking about, guess what? I don't like it. I don't like it. But she's doing it anyway. And yeah. she talked about, like, it's still beneficial. It's still good to do the hard things, even when, like, you've committed to it. She said she's going to run London. It's all going to happen. But, like, she doesn't like it.
But it's maybe not going to be a regular thing.
I don't think it is. And that's okay. And
absolutely.
I think that's important to remember. Like, we don't
important.
All have to have the same fitness journeys.
Especially because with the Peloton instructors, you know, it's, I think it's difficult for people to see. I also think it's good for people to see that just because somebody's good in one area of fitness does not mean they're good in all areas of fitness. Because I know myself, I would have thought, well, I mean, if you're a spin instructor, like running a marathon shouldn't be that hard. Like you're on a bike all day long. Like I would have totally.
Cardio's cardio. How yeah. many people say they train for marathons on the bike and they're fine and they run fast and they got a PR and blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's not me. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So like, I think it's great for people to see some people at this level of fitness being like, yeah, not my jam. And you're not weird if it's not your jam.
Yeah.
Now I'm weird because none of it's my jam.
None of it's your jam.
None of it.
You're all anti-jam.
Yes.
Except for jelly.
I don't even really like jelly all that
much. Oh, man, you are anti-jam.
I certainly don't like fish, either with an F or a PH.
I don't either. I like fish with an F, but not the PH.
I like fish with Abe Vigoda. So we, by we, I mean people that weren't me, wrote an article this week just kind of spotlighting the best of DJ John Michael's t-shirts.
Okay, so Helper B. Lindsay wrote this. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course she did, because that is totally her jam. Like, she loves to do the fashion and she pays so much attention and she's so funny. So she highlighted some of DJ John Michael's best shirts and they're amazing.
I think there should be an article highlighting the best of my nerd shirts.
I will ask.
No one would ever click on.
I was like, I will ask Lindsay if she's interested in covering that. Like,
as a matter of fact, I am not. So we also, again, we being everyone but me, wrote an article about what your favorite Peloton instructor says about you.
Also by Helper B. Lindsay. She's so creative.
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you randomly pick one of these? Because okay, these are a lot of fun.
I will pick.
And you're going to have to make it show on the screen so
Christine
I can read it.
Christine D'Ercole.
Okay.
Hang on. Scroll. There it is.
If your favorite instructor is Christine D'Ercole, you're probably not Gen X, but you really wish you were. You have more piercings than the average Pelotoner and an unusual DIY hobby like beekeeping, soap making, or brewing kombucha. It would be good for you to keep in mind your caffeine tolerance may not always be what it is now. When you were a little kid, you dreamed of driving motorcycles, and when you were a teenager, you dreamed of flying planes. There's a lot of emotion in this body of rides, so if you're ready for something a little different, go for a literal breath of fresh air and stack an outdoor walk with Maddie.
Okay.
I love it. Love it.
So if you want to see what some of the other instructors conjure up.
And this is going to be a series backed by popular demand because everyone started demanding their instructor. So my understanding is there's already one in the works. Okay. It will be up soon. I don't want to ruin anything.
Okay. Well, watch this space for clip out exclusives.
Peloton Artist Collaboration.
The latest artist series features Fatboy Slim.
Yeah.
The Funk Soul Brother.
I like the Praise You.
Ah, that's a good one too.
It is. Yeah, that's a good one. But Funk Soul Brother. Yeah, there's a lot of good songs. Like, I was surprised when Billy Lenore, I'm totally calling you out, man. When you were like, I don't know who this is by name. How did you live through the 90s and you don't know?
Yeah,
this dude was everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Like, you know it. You just don't know.
Yeah, because it got used a lot in commercials. Mm-hmm. and various movies and TV shows. Like and I think probably even popped up at sporting events a lot because it's got a real drive to it.
My concern is, when the hell did Fatboy Slim get old?
Same time we did.
Yeah, that really depressed me. I was like, oh.
Well, if you...
Our covers have changed, yes, haven't they?
If you didn't see a picture of me for 30 years and then saw them side by side, you'd be like, oof.
No, it's true. I am not bagging on Fatboy Slim. By the way, Tina had a little tidbit in there about his name,
okay,
Fatboy Slim. And apparently through the years, he admits that he has come up with wild things that he has used as reasons and what it meant. But the truth is, it meant nothing.
Nothing. Just liked the
he
ring
just liked
of it.
It. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
I remember when I was in radio one time, I interviewed Marcy's Playground.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Sex and Candy, right?
Sex and Candy is their big song.
Yeah.
And
it's the only song they had.
Yeah. They had another one. St. Joe on the School Bus was a mild hit at alt rock radio. But if you know any song by Marcy Playground, it's Sex and Candy.
Okay.
And it's funny because I was interviewing them and they were making the rounds. And so I was like, okay, so when I told all my friends I was interviewing Marcy Playground, they all wanted to know the same thing. And they were like, where did we get the name? And I was like, no. I'm like, don't give a shit. I didn't say it. But I was like, don't care. I'm like, what is Disco Lemonade? And they laughed so hard. They were like, oh my God, we thought it was another, why'd you call the band that? I was like, I would never ask a band that because I know they've only ever been asked that. And so that's just lame. Mm-hmm. And I do not remember what the answer was.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It's been 30 plus years.
We'll get to hear it over on the bonus.
No, I don't remember.
I was just trying to drive people to the bonus.
Oh, sorry.
We will not tell you.
I screwed it up.
We don't know.
Coming up after this, we have a past guest update from someone I promise you, you remember. You know, so many people look to avoid carbs these days for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
And that means you have to give up so many great foods. But I think one of the hardest things is bread.
Yeah, because a lot of times the carb reduction also means that the texture changes. It means that the taste changes. So that can feel like a lot to give up.
And that's where Hero Bread comes into play. This is the first white bread I've had in
forever.
Years. I couldn't even tell you how long. Yeah. 10 years?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time.
I missed you, white bread.
Well, it's nice because Hero Bread, it's actually a large piece of bread, like you would say a normal size piece of bread.
Larger than normal.
Yeah. I mean,
like Texas toast size.
Yeah. And the texture is real bread.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's amazing.
I just had it as toast.
Yeah.
I didn't have to. It wasn't like, oh, it's a sandwich. Toast.
And you enjoyed it.
I did. It's 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 gram sugar, and it's high in fiber.
Don't give up on bread. Hero Bread is offering 10% off of your order. Go to hero.co and use TCO at checkout.
That's TCO at hero.co.
Past guest update.
She's on the show so frequently, you might have forgotten that she started as a guest.
It's true. It's true. Dr. Jen.
Yes.
I love this woman. She's amazing.
She's the best.
She is.
But she was on Inside Edition this week.
She was. And she talked to Inside Edition about Travis Kelce being seen partying in Las Vegas after he visited Taylor Swift in Australia.
That scoundrel.
Well, and you know, Dr. Jen, she's so classy. Mm-hmm. Instead, you know, you could take this a lot of ways, but since she is classy and a clinical psychologist, she took it the way of like, I have some tips for them on how they can navigate a long distance relationship. And then she gave those tips. I love that. That's amazing.
I mean, if those two can't navigate it with private jets at their beck and call,
none of us has any hope.
Then nobody ever can.
No.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, that's true.
New content.
Let's begin with bingo.
Okay.
You almost forgot, but I'm here to remind you.
I didn't almost forget.
You forget every week, and then I have to step in and be like, honey, don't forget bingo.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Some bullshit.
You're welcome.
Okay, bingo number two. I'm excited about this one. Susie Chan. I already had this one marked off.
Shocking.
I know. It's probably marked off once a week. Every
I am
week.
Flabbergasted. I'm surprised it's only once a week.
I mean, there are weeks it's more than once a week. I was just doing like an average because I try to mix it up and get a lot of different instructors in. I took a warm up with Marcel Maurer this week because it was in German and I tried the little tip with the
Google Translate.
It did not work for me. I don't know what I was doing wrong, but I didn't have time to like troubleshoot. So
because you got an iPhone.
I'll be back for more. But anyway, bingo number two, Susie Chan.
Okay. So now it is time for the TCO Top 5, where we let listeners chime in with their favorite classes. Then we aggregate them and spit them back at you so you can maybe find something new for yourself. We will start with the favorite Peloton row.
Okay, so this is back from...
Or if you're British, row.
This one took place on November 10th, 22. It was a 45-minute 90s row with Matt Wilper. Matt Wilpers.
Yes, there's
he
two
has
of them.
A he has a plural at the end. Karen Smith's favorite comes from then because the row was brand new then. She says if you're looking for a great easy recovery row that's longer than 15 to 20 minutes, take this one. She shared that the class rotates between drills and easy pace rowing, which is a great way to flush out the legs after a long run.
Your favorite Peloton run.
Speaking of runs. Okay, so this was from December of 23, and it was a 30-minute Kelly Clarkson run with Robin Arzon. And Stephanie Latos found good vibes from this one. She said that this entire class was a whole vibe on a day she was feeling like she could use a push. So Robin encourages singing and feeling and flying to the music on the run.
And your favorite Peloton outdoor walk.
the lovely Maddie. This comes from this January. It was a 60-minute outdoors 80s walk. I totally took this one. It is so good. Okay, so Mindy Jensen, she said that she used Maddie's 60-minute 80s outdoor walk for her scheduled endurance run. He organized the playlist and starting in 1980 and moved through the decade, ending in 89. Maddie also provided interesting tidbits on each song. I love when he does that. It's just like, I forget I'm running. It's so interesting.
I should come down and do that to you, but with TV trivia.
Oh, dear.
I will distract you.
Okay.
Your favorite Peloton full body strength.
Okay. This is from this year, February 9th. It was a 45-minute full body strength with Rebecca. And Kristen Lavin loved it. She said it was a good mix of upper and lower body work and good music. I love that.
And finally, your favorite unstackable Peloton ride.
Man, everyone loves a good power zone endurance ride. This took place on the 25th. It was 90 minutes with Christine D'Ercole. And Carrie Patel said it was 60 minutes total in zone 3. It was mentally and physically challenging, but it made you so proud. Christine's coaching is unparalleled and the playlist was fire. Cannot recommend this one enough. I'm so glad to see these longer format rides.
Absolutely, because people have been clamoring for them for years.
Yeah. It's nice.
And if that's not enough different classes for you, let's take a gander at this week at Peloton.
Well, you know, I love Jen Sherman and you know, I love a good epic sing along. And she's got one coming up on March 3rd. We'll be out of town. We'll get there in the bonus episode. But this is going to be at 10 a.m. Eastern and her epic sing alongs never disappoint. If you leave them in a bad mood, there is something seriously wrong.
We also have
new gym plans. Four of them. Okay, so there's going to be one. They're all dropped, I think, today with Rebecca Kennedy, Asal, Callie, and Olivia. They each have a personalized regime that they are putting out there. Regimen, not regime. Sorry. They are not taking over the world. They might. Well, they kind of are, but like in a different way. But anyway, these are all designed to sculpt, strengthen, and challenge your muscles. I also saw out there that there was one that dropped today that it was from Ben, and it was a benchmark workout for his newest program. I thought that was interesting because I haven't seen them use the gym in that way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We also have core classes with Robin Arzon and J-Lo.
Yeah. So this is going to be from J-Lo's newest album. It's a new collaboration. And supposedly during this class, Robin talked about a J-Lo challenge, but no details were mentioned. I haven't taken the class, so it's just what I heard. Mm-hmm. And I looked around for it, but I didn't see anything. So still very cool.
You also have some new scenic classes.
Yes, there's a bunch of them across all different kinds. So there's bike, tread, row, and they're all in nature. So they're beautiful. Check out the new ones.
And you have beginner's Pilates.
But make it German.
But with two T's.
That's right. Kristen McGee's beginner Pilates program is now available with German subtitles. That's cool.
Oh, that's
very cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Lots of new stuff dropping.
We also have a review. We've been reviewing classes, so it gives you an idea of what to expect if it's going to do what you would like it to do of Rebecca Kennedy's 5-day split.
Yeah. So this program, people have been just a buzz about. So helper B Nikki, she decided to do the entire thing and then break it down for us and let us know how it went. And if it's too long to read, what is that? What do they say? TLDR?
Yes.
Okay. It's awesome. I mean, it is broken down so well over 5 days. Nikki says it's one of the best, if not the best strength program Peloton has to offer. That is big, big words right there. Like that is a very strong endorsement.
Absolutely.
So this one is geared toward hypertrophy. A lot of times, most of the strength classes are geared toward muscular endurance. And mm-hmm. that's one of the things that people are excited about. And especially if you're a woman, and especially if you are like nearing a certain age, listen, you got to lift heavy. And that is what this is doing. So if you have been looking for an excellent strength program to try, Rebecca Kennedy's 5-day split is the way to go.
And you can read the whole article over at theclipout.com or sign up for our newsletter at theclipout.com, and it'll get sent to you on Sunday if I don't forget, because we're out of town. And coming up after this, we're going to talk to Carly Golden, so stick around.
Checking in with the Peloton community.
Joining us today via the magic of a Zoom tube is Carly Golden. Hey, Carly, how's it going?
Hi.
Good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you. Thank you for the time. I always like to start off these conversations with asking, like, okay, take us back in history. How did you come across Peloton and decide it was a good fit for you?
Ooh, well, I got my bike and still was not sure it was a good fit for me in the beginning. I was diagnosed with lupus and dermatomyositis, another rare autoimmune disease, after my youngest was born. He's 8 now. And I was still running and, you know, doing all the things that I wanted to do despite diagnosis, and ended up with a really bad injury. So my husband said, let's get you a Peloton bike. I think this would be really good for you. You can still feel like an athlete. It's a little bit more low impact on the body. And I said, I don't know about that. These people are crazy. It's like a cult. You know, I'm not sure about it. And 4 years later, I feel like I am the epitome of the cult. I drink the Kool-Aid. I have bought in completely. I am in it.
So you said 4 years ago, so we're in 2024. So like, was it the beginning of 2020? Was it just before the pandemic?
It was right before the pandemic, like the end of 2019.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Snuck in under the wire.
Yeah, you did.
I did. And thank goodness for that.
Yeah, that brought with it a whole different set of issues. So
you probably had a moment where you're like, should I flip this thing?
I think I can double my money. About this.
Yeah.
Well, what was it about the Peloton that like got you all in? Like, what was the thing that pulled you in?
I think being part of that super immunocompromised population during the pandemic, yeah. It was just so isolating. And we live in the South. A lot of people around here didn't take pandemic seriously.
We live in Missouri. We know.
Yeah. You know how it is.
I do.
You know how it goes.
I used to joke that the governor had just signed a law making it illegal to wash your hands after taking a shit.
Pretty much. That's about where we're at here in the good old Mississippi. Yeah. So. But it was such an isolating time for me. And, you know, things with my health weren't great at that time. I had 2 little boys at home and it was just really tough. And one of my college friends had said, you know, you don't have an Instagram and this is where the Peloton community is really interacting. Like, you need to get a username. You need to get on over there and start making connections. There's a lot of people who are going through similar things that are just, they're getting it done. And that's where I found the Stay Home, Stay Motivated group.
Ah, yes, yes.
Back in the day. And that's where I really made a lot of my connections and friendships and just started learning more about the Peloton community and just took off from there.
So tell us about, like, I don't really know anything about lupus or endometriosis, whatever the second thing was that you said. Like, that's too much for me.
That was like part of the diagnosis. Like, you are going to need to learn how to pronounce these things. This is a little tricky. But yeah, autoimmune diseases basically mistake healthy tissue, healthy organs in your body for foreign invaders. Like, you're living in a body that is attacking itself every day.
Isn't it with lupus? Now, I know just enough to be dangerous. So please know that up front. My step grandmother and a cousin have both been diagnosed with it, but they have widely different symptoms. And that's part of what's hard with lupus, right? Because it can affect you in such widely different ways that it's difficult to diagnose. And is it the same? So tell us, like, what's the difference between lupus and the other disease? Can you say it for us one more time?
Yeah, dermatomyositis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they go hand in hand, or is it like just surprised you got a twofer?
Oh, good question.
Kind of both. So once you get one autoimmune diagnosis, it's very common to have others, to have multiple. So when I was pregnant with my youngest, I had some markers for lupus, just lupus, kind of show up. And they said, you know, we're just going to monitor you annually. And then during pregnancy, some things started coming up, symptoms, more markers in blood work. And then the dermatomyositis was there after. So that affects more the skin and muscles is where it manifests itself. So it's marked by muscle deterioration.
Oh, for an athlete, that's so devastating. Oh, gosh.
It was. So, I mean, there was a period of time where I could not lift my arms above my head long enough to blow dry my own hair. I was not walking well for a few months after having my second child. So, I mean, it literally started below the bottom, I guess. So yeah, it's been a long journey dealing with all of that, getting on right treatment regimen. But as corny as it sounds, I say it all the time. I really believe that not only the work I do on the Peloton platform, but the support and just the sense of community that I've gotten has really been like life-changing, life-saving in many ways. It's really improved my quality of life for sure.
So you mentioned earlier that your husband said to feel like an athlete. So that tells me that like a lot of people will do a lot of very active things and not call themselves an athlete. So tell us about your athletic background. Like what were you doing prior to all of this and how has that changed over time?
In high school, I played soccer, ran cross country and track. Throughout college, I continued to stay active, playing rec soccer and running. You know, I was always a cardio junkie. I mean, always running, elliptical, all of that. I was never really into strength training or any of that. I hadn't really gotten my feet wet until Peloton with that. I was always active.
Okay. And what are you doing now? It sounds like you're doing more than just the bike over on Peloton.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing the bike. I ride almost every day, except for the days I make myself have a recovery day, which is easy to do when you love it so much. And I'm doing a lot of strength training. I just finished Jermaine Johnson's 5-day split on repeat for 4 weeks, and I loved that. I've done arms with Tune Day. I've lost count how many times, maybe 7 or 8, hoping for volume 2 this year.
We can hope. I mean, those are hope. Her arms are such hashtag goals. They really are.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So yeah, I've gotten into a lot of that and it's really enhanced my performance on the bike too. I feel like it's just made me stronger overall and help combat those speed bumps when they do come my way. Sets me up with a stronger foundation. So it's been really great.
That's awesome.
So working out like that is something that helps mitigate the lupus and the other thing we can't say?
Yes.
Dermatitis?
Dermatomyositis. I
sure,
would say
that's what I said.
Yeah, you got it. You're
I got it right.
You're there.
Don't woman explain me.
I would say it's like, it's a very fine line. I think staying active helps so much, but you can overdo it really easily. Sure.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I'm healthier and more fit than healthy people. I hear that from my doctors a lot too. They're like, you're doing things that regular people would do, or even regular people should be doing that aren't doing. And
do you have like flare-ups? Does it work like that with lupus?
It does.
Okay.
Yes, it does. I have flare-ups a lot. I actually just kind of coming out of one now. So I get immunotherapy infusions every 4 weeks. It's called IVIG and it's made from donor blood that's like super concentrated and healthy antibodies that my body can't make on its own.
Wow.
Then I get another infusion twice at the top of every 6 months called rituximab. It's a cancer drug. It's used in a lot of different cancer diagnoses. Sometimes as I get closer to those treatment times, things will start flaring up. I'll just, you know, maybe not be able to keep up with myself or my PRs. Not that, you know, you should be striving to hit your PRs every day, but you can tell when you're like, I'm just not there. I'll get rashes. Like I get the rash across my cheeks and I get asked like why your hands are so red all the time. So it's just a host of different things and you never know what you're going to get some days. I always say it's like a barometer for me.
I bet. Do you kind of lean on your family and friends in the Peloton community when those things come up? Or I mean, some people, they kind of isolate, right? Like some people, they go in. So curious how you handle that.
Yeah, I think before having access to this community, I would kind of isolate because it's like even when you do have that support around you, it still feels isolating because there's not a lot of people that understand exactly where you're at and where you're going and what you're going through, essentially. My family has been a really big help and super supportive of my Peloton journey and all that it's brought me and stuff. And I have met so many other autoimmune warriors through the Peloton community too, or other, you know, moms who are dealing with cancer diagnoses, or there's so many people out there who are going through really hard things that are still showing up and fighting. So
when I first got my bike back in 2016. Thank you. That was like a really big eye opener for me that there were so many people going through hard things and they continued to show up. I mean, I think that when you have like just kind of a humdrum life and you're still struggling with that motivation, it can be so eye opening to see that people are making this choice to fight for normality, to fight for that they want to feel strong and active. And it is really, I think a lot of people that come into the community see it in a different way. Like Peloton was the first thing that allowed me to be able to see these wide variety of people struggling with all kinds of things. And it was really, really motivating to me. It's like, well, what is my excuse? Like, get on the bike. Like, like you're not dealing with any of those things. Like, shut up, you know?
Carly's like, absolutely, shut up. right now.
But interview, you know, over. It's hard. Like, you can't compare everyone's journey. Sure. Like, you know, you might not have huge health concern that you're dealing with, but life is just hard sometimes. And it's like, there's no comparison. It's the barometer of what is going on in your life at that moment. But when you have these other people who are dealing with X, Y, and Z, and they're showing up and they're keeping you accountable and that it's fun and you get excited to see each other on the leaderboard and all of this, it's like, it's not as hard. It's not as hard to show up.
That's so true.
So I have a question about the blood infusions that you said that you get. So you said that, and you might not know the answer to this, so that's okay. You said that like you're getting infusions of blood from people that have higher than normal antibodies in their blood. How would someone know that?
Well, she said it was super concentrated.
Okay.
Yeah. So like one vial of what I would get has like over 1,000 donors in it.
Oh,
I
mean, so it's not like one person that beat the genetic lottery. It's okay.
Exactly.
I'm not good at science.
It's made from like big donor batch.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Wow. And that's a reason that I had not thought about when they're looking for blood donors. Like I always think of it like blood shortages, and I never considered that that could be for people who need those infusions on a regular basis. See, educating people. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm still learning things.
Well, then I had the thought of like, so, and I'm sure this isn't how the human body works, but again, science, not my strong suit.
Right.
But like, I always think of when people get blood that they're like injured and they've lost blood. So they're low and they have room. But if you already have all of your blood and they put more blood in you, like.
Right. It's not straight blood. Okay. It's like filtered product from blood.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
It's not like you're getting an extra pint.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Fill her up.
Yeah.
Great. Fill my tank up. That's what I say. I want to get my tank filled up. Or I joke around and say, I'm going to the spa today. It's my spa day. It's a 7-hour deal. So I sit there all day.
7 hours.
Recliner.
Oh,
my
word.
Quiet day from everybody.
Yeah, well,
I guess there's an upside.
But like,
that's a good way to look at it. You know, like, yeah,
it's a great way to look at it. Do you have like a full-time job, and how does that work with a full-time job?
So I'm very lucky to be a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
Yeah, which is awesome. I don't know how I would make it work if I had a full-time job at this point. Honestly, I mean, there are people who clearly have to do it. But yeah, it's a lot of appointments, a lot of doctor's appointments, a long time that is devoted to my health.
Yeah. So,
in that sense, I'm very blessed to be.
Okay, here's another logistics question.
She's a project manager, can you tell?
I am. Well, I'm like, okay, so you mentioned Mississippi, and I don't know, like, how big cities are in Mississippi. So, like, do they have, like, is this something that's nearby you, or do you have to drive? That's what I was wondering. That makes it difficult, too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So I live in Gulfport, which is right on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and we're an hour away from New Orleans. So most of my specialists are in New Orleans, and I drive about an hour to treatment, an hour back. But it's, I mean, we have a smaller hospital here that could totally deal with all of my stuff, but there's something to be said about bigger communities, bigger cities that are exposed to more, have more access to research and education. Definitely a better situation, I think.
Yeah.
No, I totally get that.
I grew up in a very small town in Missouri, and it's the capital of Missouri. It's Jefferson City. But like, the reason I say that is because when I remember this so clearly, everybody would be like, when something would happen and people would get sick, you could go to the hospital. But you knew it was bad when they were like, oh, they had to take them over to Columbia. Oh, my. Mm. You know, like,
it's really bad. They're like, you're going to St. Louis.
Yes. If it's really bad, you're going to St. Louis. Like, goodness, we better all get up there. You know,
exactly. It's like, you know, the small towns can only handle so much, or they only see so much.
Exactly. Too, so. Yeah, totally. Now I get that.
And then in the middle of all that, you have two young boys, which is like, here's an autoimmune disease. Why don't you hold these two petri dishes for the next 18 years?
Exactly. I mean, it was crazy in the beginning. I mean, I couldn't even like lift my arms out to like pick up my baby. And then had a 2-year-old at the time, too, when it all happened. And I mean, thank goodness my in-laws live across the street from us. It's like everybody loves Raymond, but the Jewish version. But I am so lucky for that because, I mean, my husband would go to work. My mother-in-law would come over. I mean, she was with me, you know, every step of the way until I got better and was able to start doing things on my own again. But
and thank God you get along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For real.
That could have been really trying.
Yeah.
So now, since you've been doing Peloton for 4 years, have you had an opportunity to get to the studio? Is that like something you... Yes, you have. Okay. Tell us about that.
Oh my gosh. It was just such a cup filler. It was more than I could have expected. It was actually my first time on a plane since the pandemic.
Because, which is weird.
You know, I had been so like... Saran wrapped up for so long. So I went the end of June, beginning of July. And I mean, Tunde is my favorite instructor. I mean, I adore her. I have been riding with her from day one. And I got to ride with her. I got to do a strength class with her. It was unbelievable. It was amazing. She walked into the strength studio and I was on the first mat to, I guess, her left.
Okay.
I mean, she knew who I was because I've been with her from the very beginning of her journey too, but she didn't recognize me at first. So, you know, she came in and gave everybody high fives and she's doing blocking and demoing what we're going to be doing in class. And she sees the leaderboard in the background and she goes like a double key and just walked over, hugged me so tight. Aww. She was like, oh, here, I don't recognize you. And it was just so great.
And it's always good to get an instructor hug before class instead of after
class.
Exactly. Well,
I don't know how some people come out of these classes with their full face of makeup and hair and looking gorgeous. Because, I mean, I was a sweaty beast. It was It's hot in there.
It is. It is. I will say that one of our writers at a Clip Out did a whole article. They took all of the makeup, all the instructors like use and wear and like talk about on their Instagram, did a bunch of like trial and error on themselves, and then like wrote up an article about it. And like, it works. I mean, she did an entire row class with all of it on. Nothing changed. Like, it was amazing. I was like, okay, you made a believer out of me. Yeah.
Before my next trip, I will be.
It works.
I'll be reading that. Yeah. Because, I mean, you're almost like, oh, I don't want anyone to touch me. I don't want to have pictures taken of me right now. Like,
I totally know. I always keep those baby wipes in my bag when I go there so I can like touch up, because I always feel like, please don't come near me. I know I stink. Like,
That's smart. You live and you learn for the next time you go.
Exactly. But oh, that's so wonderful. Did you get to do any like fun New York stuff while you were there too?
I did. So my husband's cousin and her husband live up there in the Battery Park area. Okay. So we got to see a show. We went around to eat and shop. I mean, I got to meet a lot of Peloton friends too, which was so great. We went to coffee and lunch, and it was still the old booking system then too. So I was like living my best waitlist life and trying to get everything I could while I was there. So
good. I'm so glad. That is perfect.
What is your leaderboard name? I think you said it, but you cut out as you said it.
It's Carly Golden, not very creative. My husband's the one that set it up for me because, you know, so anti-Peloton in the beginning. He did it all. So yeah, it's just Carly Golden. Haven't changed it since.
The real question is, did you tell him he was right?
You know, he knows. I don't think I admitted it, but based on my level of enthusiasm and obsession, he just already knows.
I'm going to have to give him some points, though, for not sticking it to you. That's pretty amazing.
I know. Now, I wish he would use it. He's a marathon runner, but he does his own thing. He doesn't use a platform. It's just that's my deal, I guess.
Wow. That's interesting. That's very interesting. You'd think he'd at least use it for just cross training miles. You'd think he'd use it for that.
Or strength. Or,
oh, for sure. Yeah. And they have so many great outdoor classes for running, like so many.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I told him. I said, you know, I have so many like Peloton friends who are marathon runners and just stack classes to have, you know, something in their ear and the music. But
he's like,
I don't like people telling me what to do. I'm like,
only you need that, apparently.
Apparently. I need the direction.
He doesn't know what he's missing. That's fine.
I was just thinking it's a shame you had two boys instead of two girls, because then they would be the Golden Girls.
Oh, my God.
I know. That's right.
That's
the
great.
The Golden Girls.
So would you say that like Tune Day is your all-time favorite instructor? Do you have others that you would lump in the favorite category, or she's just your gal?
I mean, Tune Day is number one from day one. I mean, adore her. But I mean, I definitely have others that I love too. I love Camilla. I'm an admin in her group. And before I had kids, I was a translator. So I kind of consider myself an honorary Latina.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I adore her too. I love Alex. I remember early on being really inspired and motivated by Alex. And I remember in the beginning, he said something to the effect of like, I'm in the business of proving people wrong. And I was like, all right, that's where we're going. That's what I'm going to do.
That's what you needed at that time. That's great.
Yeah. And then I always joke, I say Cody was like my gateway, like my gateway drug into Peloton. He's like got me addicted. It was at the time in the beginning when I wasn't completely sold. It was fun and he was hilarious and the music was great. So it was like, okay, I can get into this.
That's what kept you coming back. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
You see that with bands a lot.
Yeah.
Like you get in the prog rock, it's like, well, you start with Pink Floyd and then you just go down the rabbit hole.
Exactly.
He always brings it back to anything pop culture.
It's my superpower. So do you have any advice for people just entering the world of Peloton?
Oh, any advice? That's a good question. I would just say, you know, take it slow. Take it slow. Give yourself time to explore. Try everything. Don't close yourself off from anything. Be open-minded to it all. It's funny. My mom actually just got a Peloton on Friday.
Oh. Like,
just got delivered. 62 years old. Used to make fun of me. And she finally decided. And I think I got like 5 phone calls this morning already.
Like, how do I do this? What does this mean?
How do I get out? Yeah. Right. How do I slip out?
Just leave your shoes on the bike, Mom. It'll be fine.
Right. Right. Ella says baddies don't do that. Baddies don't leave their shoes clipped in.
What's resistance mean?
Yeah. Right. Hilarious. Oh, man. It's going to be a long road with her, but I'm proud of her for getting it.
Yes, absolutely. I wish my family had one. That would be amazing. So that's great. That's fun.
Yeah. And I would just say, don't be intimidated. Like, it's for everyone. Everyone, all levels. You have to start somewhere. So just do it. Just start.
Awesome. Great advice. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. Before we let you go, let everybody know where they can find you and all the places if you would like to be found.
Yeah, sure. I'm on Instagram again, super unique, Carly Golden.
If it ain't broke.
It ain't broke. And you can find me on the leaderboard there too. You'll always see me on a live tuned A class.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again.
Thank you guys for having me. It's an honor. Aww. It's great talking to y'all.
You too.
Likewise. So I guess that brings this episode to a close. Until next week, where can people find you?
People can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/CrystalD'O'Keefe. They can find me on all the socials and the Peloton leaderboard at Clip Out Crystal.
And you can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can find the show online at facebook.com/TheClipOut. While you're there, like the page, join the group. And of course, don't forget our Patreon, where for $5 a month, you get bonus content, you get ad-free episodes. And if we get them early, you get them early. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, keep pedaling
and rowing
and running.